things I've realised later in life is that the Stooges are actually quite dull.
Ooh.
I know I'm...
That's controversial.
Yeah, that is. I'm saying I'm in a controversial mood tonight.
Yeah,
the
you
Stooges,
are.
Stooges, a bit dull.
That was Death Trip, all about the research in the UK that people in their 40s are now at their most vulnerable from drug deaths.
And that's the song that gave Sick Boy his name as well.
Oh, is it really? Yeah, oh, yeah. So it's about the Trainspotting generation. Mm. I never knew that.
Yeah. I read an Irvine Welsh book, a later Irvine Welsh book recently, The Sex Lives of the Master Chefs or something like that. It wasn't very good. It read like something that had been written the night before the deadline. It was quite poor. Quite poor.
He probably isn't as motivated as he once was, really, is he?
You'd think he'd have lots of time on his hands to do it, though, wouldn't
you? You would.
Just
but
at least check your spelling. that kind of thing.
True.
Whether it's got one or two O's, maybe phone your editor and ask them. Little things like that. Anyway,
so I'm Charlotte.
I've just got to say another thing.
What aren't you going to?
I'm John.
Yeah,
and I'm John, and I just need to say one more thing.
Yeah,
that a little while ago on the show, I said I'd like to see a band called Leo Slayer that did Leo Slayer songs in the style of Leo Slayer, or Leo Slayer songs or both. In fact,
I must have missed that. Because I find that quite
Because someone made
funny.
Up a little logo of Leo Slayer jumping over a Slayer logo.
Where was I?
I don't know.
That sounds wicked.
Anyway, Leo Slayer. I'm going to just copyright that.
Yep.
Although being anarchist, I don't necessarily believe in copyright, but I'll just copy that in case. I've just thought of another one. Iggy and the Stooges. So you do Fugees songs. If he's listening, he can take that one as
a
long as he gives me a credit.
Album.
Yeah, yeah. Metallica. Yeah. Have you got any suggestions for combined acts? Hit us up on the Facebook page, The Liquidizer.
And you can listen back to any old shows that you want.
any old shows that you want.
On radioactiveinternational.org. The next story comes from Hull in the north of the UK, north of England. Where people are known for their dour and miserable demeanour. So a job ad went out, a casting call for a new film that asked people who were interested, and they had to look downtrodden, tired, overworked and a bit hard done by.
Mm.
Yeah, if only we lived in Hull.
Local Australian people might not realise that, you know, it's a well-known fact that people from the south, the further south you get in the UK, the happier you are and the brighter your disposition. And if you look at, if you compare, for example, people who know us, compare you come from the north, you come up from up north, right? You're particularly more miserable looking than me. Cheery Cockney. Cockney.
You're known as being cheery and chirpy.
I am. I'm known
you're
for my cheery disposition.
Known for being miserable, dour and cynical. No.
This is Half Man, Half Biscuit. Reasons to be Miserable, Part 10.
One more thing to gripe about as I likes all things Pierrot and loves Siamese cats and thinks they're sophisticated because they eat fries, chocolate cream, and they'd do anything to spend the night with that fella off the Turkish Delight advert who's full of Eastern monosodium glutamate. And they always have a portrait of the sack clown on the wall, and they go to charity shops, tend to become slightly orgasmic at the thought of vampire lust.
Thank you.
grim northerners needed for parts in a television show?
It's not general parts. It's actually they are casting for a film about the Peterloo Massacre. So if you were taking part in the Peterloo Massacre, then you probably would look pretty downtrodden.
You see, I think you would struggle, even if you look at a bit of film from the 1960s or 70s, say, right? Everybody looks really, really thin. They look emaciated, what would be considered emaciated-y type thin at the moment. And I think you'd find a lot of trouble casting people who wouldn't have been considered incredibly fat in those days.
And teeth. Teeth are better. Are looked
those
after better
teeth,
now.
Those Hollywood white teeth.
Hair
that
dye.
People have, you know,
it's gonna be tricky.
Yeah.
But yeah, they want some grittiness. That's what they're after.
Who looks gritty? We could push it gritty and thin.
Shane McGowan.
He's got his new Nashes, hasn't he? Yeah.
He looks like a, you know, when they. Those pictures of dogs with them
chewing up their owner's dentures. Something just made a noise. Was that your computer?
No, it was yours. Apparently, it was Mark messaging you because he loves you so much.
I love you too, Mark.
And he can't be separated from you for a minute. Bless him. Even when you're on air.
Come the referendum, Mark. We'll be together.
Married.
We'll be together.
Big props going out to Dave in Hawthorne Dean. When we were talking about collaborative tribute bands, Scar Waddy Waddy, I think it is absolute genius, and I want to be in that band.
Yeah.
I loved Shawaddy Waddy. I love Scar music. What could be better?
Came from Leicester, didn't they, Shawaddy Waddy?
Yeah, I went to Leicester to a conference last year, and I was desperate to try and find something to sightsee and find some popular culture. Obviously, there's all the stuff about
John
King
McVicar
Richard
was in the prison, mate.
Thing. I went past the prison, obviously, as I do. But the only popular culture references were about Shawaddy Waddy. Because usually there's some kind of other musicians from a town.
Who else came from Leicester?
No one. I swear to God, King Richard is the only.
Didn't
other person.
Someone like Laurel Aitken live in Leicester?
I think so.
I'm
really?
Right in saying that Laurel Aitken lived in Leicester.
Okay, well,
yeah,
we'll
I'm
going to
look that. We'll look that up. Anyway, next story. This is quite horrible. This story. It's about your sponges in your kitchen.
It is so gross. Apparently,
I've New York Times.
I've never heard of this, but apparently you can people microwave their washing up sponges.
Genius. What a genius idea. You'd think it'd kill everything, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe I've watched and read too many superhero things, because I would have thought that if you microwaved germs, that they might come out giant, bigger germs.
Well, that's kind of what happens. It kills off the least harmful germs, making more room for the most harmful germs to thrive. So unless you're going to take your sponges and put them through a boil wash in the washing machine, which you know would be a foolish thing to do, really, then you need to discard your dirty sponges and get a new one.
I am quite obsessive about sponges, I must admit. I quite like the fact that this microbiologist who's come up with this research, he's from the University of Furtwangen in Germany. Or sorry, I should say Furtwangen in Germany. And he identified 362 different species of bacteria living in them. About 82 billion bacteria living in a cubic inch of space. Quote, that's the same density of bacteria you can find in human stool samples. Oh, my God. So basically, having a dirty sponge to wipe up your dishes is the same as rubbing a poo around them.
Blimey.
That is just really gross. I'm going to go away. I'm going to go and throw all my sponges away.
See, metal scourers, I use those metal ones that like sort of metal shavings all sort of curled up. I put those through the dishwasher.
Yeah, and then we end up with these weird, deformed, strange...
children.
metal formations all around the kitchen. Because they grow and they Yeah, I'm not as big a fan as I am of the your good old-fashioned green sponge.
Anyway, this is a record that I haven't heard.
Am I boring
I haven't
you?
Heard for a long time. No, this is a record I haven't heard for a long time, and I played it today, and it still give me them old feels from the old days.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Sounding rock and talking intensely and breathlessly about it. That was Clean by Helmet for the Sponges. Clean Helmet, it says here on the list.
And
which you would, you wouldn't use a sponge for that, would you?
Or not a metal scourer.
Not the rough side, anyway.
The metal scourer.
Well, I suppose some people, someone's into it, aren't they? Somewhere.
And before that, oh my God, that did have all the feels. Eggy Bamyasi with Sponge.
From the wonderful album, How to Boil an Egg. And interestingly, Eggy Bamyasi named himself after a Can album. You know who we're playing next?
No way.
Way.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So there's a big debate going on the Facebook page. Lots and lots of stuff around famous people coming from Leicester. I have missed people. Apparently Kasabian came from Leicester. I had no idea about that.
I don't think I've ever heard a Kasabian tune. The only thing I know about Kasabian, I saw a thing on the internet once of, is it a quote from the Kasabian singer or the bloke from Spinal Tap? And they've got the same haircut and they sort of say the same sort of things.
I did know that the Elephant Man came from Leicester. I did know that.
Daniel Lambert.
He moved away from Leicester to go and live in Whitechapel, though, didn't he?
I don't remember if he moved away. That's exactly right. But anyway, he ended up in Whitechapel because his remains are in the London Hospital there.
Yeah, still to this
London
very
Hospital,
day.
London Hospital Medical College, yeah.
Did you find anybody else?
Peter Shilton, ex-Orient, and I think one-time England goalkeeper. Gary Lineker, king of Twitter, future Prime Minister of Britain, and general all-round good egg.
Dave from Trash and Treasure has pointed out that cheese comes from Leicester.
Ah, yeah, red Leicester cheese, mm-hmm. The only socialist cheese you can buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very tasty,
Walker's
too.
Crisps. Laurel Aitken did, in fact, live in Leicester, settled in Leicester, and has a blue plaque there.
So I did give... Oh, and our very own Rob G comes from Leicester.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
But
well, he doesn't know. He comes from Derby, actually, but lives in Leicester,
oh,
yes.
I didn't know that. Yes.
And my mate Scats, he comes from Leicester.
Yeah. So I probably did give Leicester a unnecessarily bad rap.
It's not a lot of people. For considering the city the size of Leicester, that's not a great deal of notable.
Oh, hang on. People. Our daughter's boyfriend comes from Leicester via
Antonio.
Portugal. and now Findon. So, yeah. you know, from Leicester to Adelaide. You couldn't just a bizarre, you know, it's as bizarre as Birmingham to Adelaide, I suppose. So we are here until 10 o'clock this evening, wittering on about stuff and playing some awesome tunes.
Next story is about the green stuff.
So marijuana company buys an entire US town to create a cannabis-friendly municipality. So apparently there's plans for this entire town in California to turn it into a destination for marijuana. So the company has agreed to buy the town of Nipton for $5 million. And the company will own 120 acres of land, including a school building, a hotel, mineral baths, and a general store. And they want to power the town with renewable energy. I'd be happy to go.
I've got to say, I've spotted the fatal flaw in their town here, in their plan. Right, because Las Vegas and Jackson were created as gambling towns because gambling's illegal everywhere else in the United States.
Mm.
You haven't got to go all the way to Asswipe, Mississippi, or whatever it is, to buy cannabis, have you?
Yeah, but it's a destination thing. It's a bit like, what's that town that the Osmonds have, you know, that's like the destination town for Mormons? What's
Salt
that
Lake
one?
City.
Salt Lake City, and you can go there and you can do
They've got their own town, apart from Salt Lake City.
Mormony and I don't know whether Mormony is a word, and Osmondy, that you go there, or like going to Dollywood, that's Dollyville. Yeah, or going to Dollywood. I think it's a good idea. Apparently, because we don't do gaming, apparently there's a game called Fallout New Vegas, and a fictional version of the settlement was already recreated there in the game in 2010. So that's what they're basing it on. I don't know. I think it's a bit like Nimbin in...
New South Wales.
New South Wales. Is it New South Wales? Or?
New South Wales.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So, Up from Byron Bay. That's a destination town for weed.
It is also a destination town. When we first came to Australia, we've been driving around for a few days, and I went to Nimbin, and I'm not interested in the weed, but I did manage to get myself some Rennies there, and I'll never, for the best Rennies I've ever had. I had terrible heartburn, what with being upside down and not being used to it, and got some Rennies.
It was so funny because as we were walking down the road, we were being offered all sorts of illegal things, and you were just like, no, I want to get some Rennies.
Terrible up.
I need my antacids. Oh, bless what it is to get old.
We'll be right back.
With I'm So Green and Sponge. What am I talking about? Marijuana by Reverend Horton Heat from Smoke 'em If You Got 'em. I haven't played that for ages no. And ages.
And it's always a hit when we do.
Yeah.
You can listen back to past shows through radioactiveinternational.org, and you can suggest news stories to us throughout the week on the old Facebook page, and we can't do this show without you. It'd be pretty dull, really, and we'd just end up playing some rubbish tunes that we'd quite like, and it wouldn't be anywhere as near as interesting without your contributions.
So next story is about pickle-flavoured condoms that have been launched, apparently. I haven't read this story. I'm only doing this off the headline. Pickle-flavoured condoms been launched in India. And I think it's a very good idea.
I do like an Indian pickle, you see. I you know, in whatever form. Apparently, they already have an eggplant-flavoured offering in India.
Brinjal.
Along with the more traditional strawberry, banana, and so on. Though the achari pickle isn't widely considered as being synonymous with romance.
There you go. Is there anything else to say?
Not really. No.
This is from the great album that we Liquidize, a favourite here, Pickled Eggs and Sherbet. So it's a win on that front from the All Seeing Eye. Big Pecker. Which is kind of relevant. from the wonderful Pickled Eggs and Sherbet album, The All-Seeing Eye with Big Pecker for the pickle flavour condoms.
I like that song.
We were going to play Johnny Too Bad by the Slickers as well, but we're running out of time.
So we've only got a couple of stories left. The next story is about the President of the United States, who is famous for apparently not taking holidays, has gone on holiday.
17 days. Who would have thought that that man could be such a hypocrite by doing that?
Ain't it a glorious day, right as a morning in May? I feel like I could fly.
Now, bird, none of your larking about.
Have you ever seen the grass so green or a bluer sky? Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary. Mary makes your odds so light.
You haven't changed a bit, have you?
When the day is grey and ordinary, Mary makes the sun shine bright.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, happiness is blooming all around her. The daffodils are smiling at the dove. When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band.
You are lightheaded.
It's a jolly holiday with Mary. No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
Attila the Stockbroker, Holiday in Albania, and what's before that? Oh, Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins with Jolly Holiday.
It's funny that, because we were talking about Mockney Dick Van Dyke type accents earlier on in the show. That's a bit of synergy for you, isn't it? How it just came round naturally back to your Mockney stuff.
Anyway.
Stop saying that. You always say anyway to shut me up.
I don't say to shut you up.
Stop saying anyway. So that was all about...
It's just to punctuate the conversation.
Yeah, but it's rude. It's rude and disrespectful. That was all about... what's up, for goodness sake? That was all for Donald Trump going on his holidays. We might have a little bit of peace and quiet for a little bit. So don't forget, catch up on the show on Radioactive International. Post your stories on the Facebook page throughout the week, and we'll be back next Tuesday.
Yes, and we leave you this evening with Homophobia by Chumbawamba, which will be
Chumbawamba.
Nice.
Chumbawamba. Again, the second time that they've been mentioned tonight.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about people selling out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it would be nice that one day, I mean, it's about the 15th time we finished the bloody show with this song, and it would be nice one day to not have to actually play this tune anymore. But unfortunately, we still live in a country which doesn't see LGBTIQ plus people as being equal, having the same equal fundamental rights as everybody else. So we're going to have to keep on playing it until they are. The Liberal government have not only let us down and let gay and lesbian people down, but they've let themselves down. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Up behind the bus stop in the toilets of the street, there are traces of the killing on the floor beneath your feet. Mixed in with the piss and beer are bloodstains on the floor from the boy who got his head kicked in a night or two before. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. In the pubs, clubs and burger bars, breeding pens for pigs. Alcohol, testosterone and ignorance and fists. Packs of hunting animals roam across the town. They find an easy victim and they punch him to the ground. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. The siren of the ambulance, the deadpan of the cops. She ought to mark the outline where the boy first dropped.
Beware the Holy Trinity, church and state and law. For every death the virus gets more deadly than before.
Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want.